Good morning, 7:28 a.m. on the third anniversary, March 25th, 2014. 3 years I've been trying to walk every day. Today will be 802, 802, 803, I forget now, of walking, talking podcasts. Minute first mile, not bad. 15:59, that's 16 minutes. It's actually a little bit less because of the photo, but that's okay. So yeah, 2 out of 3 days, over 3 years, 1,600 miles. I'm due for another pair of boots. Yeah. You know, thinking back, when I started, it was like, you know, struggling to make a 19-minute mile. And now, 16-minute mile in the first half. It'll be 17 and a half on the back half. That's okay. I only need a 19. 18 is sufficient. So, yeah, okay, cool. But thinking over 3 years, it's like, particularly this month where I missed so many days at the beginning of the month. That was unfortunate. That was hard. Going that many days in a row makes it even more difficult to get started again. Having a big cold. Jesus, cold this morning. It's not as cold as it has been. Or it doesn't feel as cold as it has been, even though it's actually colder. Yesterday I walked and it was 40 degrees. Today is 28. It doesn't feel any colder this morning than it did yesterday. It doesn't feel any warmer either. So, those of you who've been with me since the beginning for 3 long years, thanks for staying with me. Thanks for coming along with me on the walk. A lot of good comments yesterday about the direction we're going to go. I know what direction we're going to go. Neener, neener, neener. Now I just got to get Cape Grace off my plate so I can move on to that. I didn't do very much yesterday. It was an awkward day. Today's going to be even worse because I've got the day broken up right in the middle. With doctor's appointments, I got to go get the kid, take her to the doctor. This morning I have to fill out paperwork. Last night we fought with taxes. And apparently I missed my estimate by a very small percentage. And so we had to pay a penalty. Kind of a pain, but it's a small penalty. Was the 90% rule that got me. You have to prepay 90% of your taxes or owe less than $1,000. And we only prepaid 89%. Missed it by that much. In large part because I have to make up for having two incomes and the fact that my wife's withholding is actually pretty low for what it should be. It would have been more, except we have a kid in college, so we get a college tuition credit, apparently. So I have to do a little bit better this year in terms of keeping things clean. April 15th, I have to see when I got get my payment records. I won't start getting the money from owner share until after the 15th, so income so far this year is really quite modest. I should be getting another round of checks here soon. So, yeah, okay, it's fine. We're good. So, yeah, I'm doing that thinking and not talking while I'm walking, contemplating the universe. It's, my fingers are cold, my hands are cold, my face is cold. But I've built up a little warmth inside, so that's good. So, yeah, 3 years. Wow. Last year I walked in the snow because I have the pictures showing the path. I'm in the neighborhood now, getting ready for the long western reach. Coming up on the monk pole here in a minute or two. And I honestly, I never really expected anything to come of the daily. This is sort of like brain dump, day organizer, whine and moan, complain session. I try not to do that too much. Helen E.H. Madden said it was fascinating because people want to see what the life of a creative is like. And I do too. It's like, really? This is what we do? Yeah, this is actually pretty much exactly what I do. Self-doubt, second guess, beat myself up. I'm getting better at it. The therapy is helping. It's helping me deal with the depression. Dealing with the depression is helping me deal with those other unfortunate characteristics. The dealing with the stress, using the walk to bleed stress, using the walk to calm myself, to organize. If I do it right, it's invigorating. This morning, I'm not sure how invigorated I am this morning. A lot of times this cool, bracing, crystal clear, my God, it's beautiful, kind of morning is enough to start me up. But right now, I want to get home, I want to get some breakfast, I want to get another cup of coffee in me. It's a bit of a chore today. It's a bit of a celebration, too. You know, it's not like I'm just like, oh, dear, another chore I've got to do. No, it's not like that. Monk pole. Nice loud slap. I don't know if you could hear that. I don't know how many years I've been slapping that sucker. A while. 800. 3 years. How many is 3 years? 790 something. Must be more than that. 700 would be 350 times 2. 365 times 3. It's 9. It's 1,000. And I've only walked 800, so only 3 out of 4. Oh my God, it's terrible. Last year I said I was going to make my average go up, and instead it's gone down. And in large part because I've chosen not to walk on a lot of days where the conditions just weren't there. They just, it's like, you know, I'm not going to go out. I mean, that first year I went out in the sleet, in the hail, well, not in the hail, in the rain, in the snow. I walked when I shouldn't have. I walked in the cold. Yeah. This last year has been a little less ambitious. In large part because I'm really feeling my age. And it's tough to say, am I feeling my age because I'm not walking enough? Or am I just getting to the point where I have to recognize that a certain level of frailty is to be expected and accepted? It's 4 out of 5. Well, 4 out of 5, it's 80%. That's better than 2 out of 3. That's not bad. That's not anywhere near what I was doing before, but it's okay. The thing about it, and the thing that I'm working with my therapist about, is that I've talked about being in the day before, and this is part of being in the day. It's like, okay, well, we did what we could do today. And playing the should've, would've, could've game doesn't do anything except bleed off energy that I could use elsewhere. And so the challenge is to fight the temptation to play the shoulda, woulda, coulda. Fight the temptation to say, oh, you suck because really, no. Really, I'm doing in a lot of ways. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing, if not the very best I can, then I'm doing the best that's sustainable. It's this thing where I have to be in this for the long haul. I have to be in this for the long term. I'm hoping 20 more years. So, yeah, I can't imagine me out here at 80 years old, hobbling along. Yes, 25 years ago, you're still walking. Half of my listeners have gotten old and deaf and don't listen to podcasts anymore. Sound like Bill Cosby. Anyway, yeah, that's a scary thought, actually. I'm getting the blood moving. I don't feel the stress leaking out of me, leaving little pools on the sidewalk as I go, but that's all right. Oh, I'm reading a really terrible book right now. I won't tell you what the name of it is, because it's really pretty bad. It's really pretty awful. But it's interesting because it's so bad I can see how it's put together, and I can see how it should have been put together to make it not suck quite so bad. Yeah, it was a free one from BookBub, but it's almost laughable. It's not quite laughable, and I am engaged in the story, and I have to recognize it, even though the book itself is kind of, oh yeah, really? You went there? I'm still engaged. There's still enough character that it engages me, makes me want to keep reading. And it's just from a technical standpoint, seeing how this unfolds. And it unfolds in a rather mechanistic way, a mechanical way. It's like wool. Everybody loves Hugh Howey's wool. I had a real hard time with wool. The seams were not just not very well hidden. They were riveted and marked with paint. And it was just too mechanical for me. Couldn't deal with it. I read the first one and I got to the end of it. It's like, you know, I started reading the second one, the one with the old lady knitting, and it's like, I'm not going there. I'm not going to play that game today. And I never went back, so, yeah. There's a certain level of mechanicalness of I don't know what the word I'm looking at, mechanization, that it's sort of required. I mean, there's a mechanical aspect to the creation of a story. And as much as I fought it in the early days, and I'm still going to continue to fight that hardcore mechanical 25-50-25, answer questions until the middle, ask questions until the middle, answer them in the back half. I'm still going to fight that. That's a good rule of thumb, but it's not necessarily how all stories are told. Ishmael's story starts before the book begins. There's no invitation to the adventure, which he turns down a couple of times. No, he isn't given a choice. He's thrown into the deep end of the pool. Act one is about a paragraph long. Act two is almost the rest of the book. And the denouement is about four paragraphs at the end. That's it. I mean, it's a really poorly structured book, but that's the story. That's how the story goes. That's how it works. It's the same. 3256. 17? 17 minutes. 1657. 17 minutes in the back half. So, yeah, 16 in the front, 17 on the back. Almost 33 minutes. Not bad. Down from 40. I'll take it. So, anyway, yeah, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow, as I am prone to say on these occasions, tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.